My father still lives back the road past the weir in the cottage I was reared in. I go there every day to see is he dead, and every day he lets me down. He hasn't yet missed a day of letting me down. He smiles at me, that terrible smile. He knows I'm coming to check is he dead. He knows, I know he knows. He laughs his crooked laugh. I ask is he okay for everything, and he only laughs. We look at each other for a while, and when I can no longer stand the stench off him, I go away. Good luck, I say. I'll see you tomorrow. You will, he says back. I know I will. There's a red metal heart in the centre of the low front gate, skewered on a rotating hinge. It's flaking now. The red is nearly gone. It needs to be scraped and sanded and painted and oiled. It still spins in the wind, though. I can hear it. Creak, creak, creak as I walk away. A flaking, creaking, spinning heart. Suddenly, Rachel heard a strange crackling sound. She spun around. The pond at the edge of the clearing wasn't blue anymore. It was white and cloudy with ice. Rachel and the fairies looked at one another in alarm.
Goblins,
they whispered. Skye, the blue fairy, shivered with fright and fluttered closer to Sunny and Queenie for protection. Inky's tiny teeth chattered.
But it can't be. The sugar plum fairy keeps them in the land of sweets, picking jelly beans.
Just then, a harsh cackling laugh ran out. The bushes parted, and a tall, bony figure appeared into the clearing. Icicles hung from his clothes, and there was frost on his white hair and eyebrows. It was Jack Frost.